Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am the home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Good morning and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. My name is Kasia McDaniel, and today we are going to talk about why is my house not selling? Some of you have known that you were in a hot real estate market, but maybe some of you are just not getting what you thought you would get for your house. Some of you are getting a lot more, but some of you are just like, oh, I'm just not getting any traction here. What am I doing wrong? So that happens whether it's in a hot real estate market or even in a cold one. And there's a couple of things that I want to talk about. I'm going to talk about three main things because there are probably a lot more than just the three, but the three main things is really what it comes down to. And that's what I want to discuss with you today. So starting with price. That can be a very delicate topic for home sellers. I know when we've sold our houses, we were wondering, well, what can we get for our house? You know, we put X amount of dollars into it. This is what we paid for it. We should get a whole lot more. And as a homeowner, you always want, obviously, to get more for your house than what you paid for. Sometimes you may be upside down in that, and because the market is just not showing that it can be sold for more. So you really need to talk to more than one real estate agent when they do a market analysis and comps on your home, okay? Our homes, it seems like every time, were very unique. There wasn't really many that were very similar because our houses were bigger, or we had things like a finished basement, a walkout basement, or it was just not, you know, things that people could relate to. They weren't common. They weren't cookie cutter houses. They really weren't. So sometimes it was kind of hard to nail down, well, what price do we really, you know, can we put for this? And that people would be willing to buy, right? And again, talk to more than one real estate agent, interview a couple of them, get and understand where their comps are coming from. Are they from the same town? Are they similar house sizes? You know, they need to be, you know, if you have a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom house with like a 2 or 3-car garage, they need to find something similar. Or maybe you have the acreage, maybe you have a farm, maybe you have, you know, those types of things. And especially when you have a little more unique things like farms or acreage, that can, you know, make a difference, okay? So definitely price is something that can hinder the sale of your home. If it's priced too high because either the agent was too aggressive or you as a homeowner were very specific on the real estate agent and said, look, we need to price it this way, okay? But the real estate agent may not agree with you. Then you have the potential of losing people before they even come in, right? And you don't want that. It needs to be priced right. You don't want to price it down too low. And I've seen some strategies where that, you know, works. And sometimes it doesn't work, okay? So definitely pricing is a big deal. And while staging can help with the pricing of the home, sometimes, no matter how much staging you do, the price really is the kicker here, okay? So you definitely need to take into consideration the price of the home. Don't price it up too high because then you're going to be decreasing it a couple of weeks from now or a month from now or whatever it is, right? And you don't want to do that. That's money out of your pocket, okay? So make sure it's priced right and to move, okay? So that's number one. Number two, why your house is not selling is because of the photographs. Now, I always try and have homeowners make sure they have professional photographs taken of their home. Have someone that does this for a living, real estate photography, not with their cell phone, not with, you know, just a regular camera. Photographers have, you know, the filters that they can use. You don't want the fisheye lens. That just looks awful. You know, a panorama type thing. It just doesn't, no. You need to make sure that the lighting is great. Even though the photographer has come to our house, you know, and the lighting outside is not, maybe it's gray outside, you know, but they can totally work with that and make it so that it looks like it should when it is a bright, nice, sunny day in your home. Okay. So photographs. So number one, the photographer being, you need to have a professional photographer. Number two, in the photos, if there is clutter, there's junk everywhere, there's dirty dishes, laundry, the wall colors. If you look at the pictures, is every room a different wall color? Have you got a rainbow effect going, like a red dining room with a yellow kitchen and a blue living room and then a green bedroom? That's just too many colors, okay? So take a look and make sure all the wall colors are more neutral than the rainbow effect, okay? So photos are a big deal. That's what buyers look for. That's how they look at your house first. Before they walk into your house, they're looking at the photos. If everything's dark and dreary and messy, they're not going to want to come in and they're not going to want to give you a full price offer, okay? The two go hand in hand, all right? So yeah, so that's number two, the photos, okay? And if you're wondering what you should be doing for get those photos, there should be things that you should have done to the house to get it ready for those photos, okay? And I have an ebook that you can read. It's for free. You can download it for free, called 10 Things Every Homeowner Should Do Before Selling Their Home. And in there, I talk about what, you know, what you can do to get it ready for that picture perfect debut, because your house is what's going to be showing off. Okay. So I'll put the link in the show notes so you can take a look and download that, so you know what to do to get it ready. Okay. And the third thing is why your house is not selling is maybe because there's maintenance issues. Maybe you've had offers and then it fell through because of maybe there's something, you know, electrical issues, okay, that the buyers are just not willing to deal with, you know. There could be holes in the wall, there could be mold, you know, those types of things you're going to have to want to take care of, because buyers want a move-in ready house. They really do. They don't want to do any maintenance. They don't want to deal with, you know, something that's broken, not working. If it's a big enough issue, then yeah, you're probably going to have to pay to get that fixed. If you know it's an issue and it has been an issue for you, that's something that you're just going to have to pay. I know it's a rough type of thing. Some people just, you know, say, look, you know what, we're selling the house as is. Okay. And that's fine. And that may be your, you know, thing of, okay, that's just how we're going to sell the house. We really need to sell it and just get rid of it. Okay. And some people are more than willing to deal with that. Most are not. If there's maintenance issues, like I said, electrical, if there's plumbing, if there's a leak somewhere, you know, then yeah, you're going to have issues with trying to sell your home. But those are the three things that why your house is not selling is if it's priced incorrectly, the photos are not showing off the house in its best light, because that's what you want to do. And then the third thing is maintenance issues with the house, okay? But you want to make things, you know, easier on you, the real estate agent, and the photographer by doing the things that you can to make your house more appealing to buyers. And just those three things will help you get your house sold faster. So if you need any advice on staging tips and what you can do to make it look more appealing, feel free to reach out to me, Kasha McDaniel, at BlueDiamondStaging.com. Oh, sorry, BlueDiamondStagingAndDesign.com. And that way you can take a look at my website. I have a lot of resources out there for homeowners and real estate agents on resources and guides and classes and things like that and tips. So take a look at BlueDiamondStagingAndDesign.com. I will leave the link in the show notes for the 10 things every homeowner should do before selling their home. That way you can get it ready and avoid those issues on why your house is not selling. So I hope you guys have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you later.